Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. We're presenting an hour of blues and rhythm and blues, the best and the finest and the rarest. Take your usual table by the bar, the bartender's dusting off a couple of glasses, and we'll bring you a bottle and enjoy the show. First out of the hat is Jimmy Witherspoon. He's going to be up on the stage doing some good jumping.
You'll miss.
Jimmy Witherspoon and Good Jumping. I've had a slight resemblance to Roy Brown's Good Rocking Tonight, but never mind, it was good anyway. And really tasty tenor playing there from Buddy Floyd. Let's move on and go to Louisiana. This is Guitar Junior. His real name was Lonnie Brooks. Actually, Lonnie Brooks has been here in Sheffield and has had a very illustrious career in the blues. But this is a record he made very early on for Gold Band, and it's called Roll, Roll, Roll.
I'm gonna cheer up the living, gonna wake up the dead. I mean, and I'm gonna paint this town red. We got to roll. We ought to roll. We ought to roll, pretty baby. Roll all night long. I'm gonna roll back the road. I'm gonna sweep up the floor. Me and Ethel got to do that thing some more. We got to roll. We ought to roll. We ought to roll, pretty baby. Roll all night long. We're gonna roll the slow. We're gonna roll the fast. Roll, roll, roll. Long, long as it lasts. We got to roll.
Lonnie Brooks as Guitar Junior and Roll, Roll, Roll. That was made more popular, I think, in recent years by the Fabulous Thunderbirds. We're jumping about a bit in America on this program. That was recorded in Louisiana, and this next one was recorded in Chicago, in windy Chicago, in 1955. Again, I don't think it was issued at the time, but it's on Chess, or I guess it would have been Checker, because this is Sonny Boy Williamson, Sonny Boy Williamson II, and You're Killing Me on My Feet.
Oh, baby, you're killing me on my feet. Ah, babe, you know you're killing me on my feet. You won't let me rest in the daytime. And all night, you won't let me sleep. But the little girl, she came to me one morning and said, Sonny boy, I apologize. Mm, come to me one morning and says, "Sonny boy, I will apologize. So I told the girl I'm gonna forgive you, baby, so you can have one more try."
Sonny Boy Williamson II there, accompanied by Chicago's Finest. That was You Killing Me on My Feet from 1955 on the Chess label. Okay, let's shift to the other side of the country now. Let's go to Kentucky and a bluegrass track. Bluegrass, that music that was almost single-handedly invented by Bill Monroe and his brother. It has to be said that these next artists, the Stanley Brothers, were Bill Monroe's deadly rivals, and Monroe on one occasion threatened to leave his record company if they signed Stanley Brothers, and the record company signed them anyway, and Bill Monroe did indeed leave. But anyway, I don't know whether they ultimately became reconciled, but they all played some great music, and this is the Stanley Brothers, vocal by Carter Stanley, and The Old Home.
I left my old home in the mountains, and the only friend I've ever had. And while I ramble this world over, my heart's very lonely and sad.
I'm going back to the old home, back to the place I love so well, where the sweet waters flow and the wildflowers grow. Back to the old home on the hill.
I know my dear old mother's waiting, waiting alone on the hill, with a silver in her hair, a twinkle in her eye, in the old cabin home on the hill.
I'm going back to the old home, back to the place loved so well, where the sweet waters flow and the wildflowers grow. Back to the old home on the hill.
Years have gone by since I saw her. I've traveled many a mile, but tonight there's a light in the window, and she's waiting at the door with a smile.
I'm going back to the old home, back to the place I love so well, where the sweet waters flow and the wildflowers grow. Back to the old home on the hill. We'll be right back.
I'm going back to the old home, back to the place I love so well, where the sweet water's flowing, the wildflowers grow, back to the old home, Lord.
Stanley Brothers there on the Columbia label and the old home. I'm going to go straight now to our rare record spot. This is a record from the collection of the late Francis Wilford Smith, and it's Bessie Tucker. It's from 1929. Bessie Tucker, accompanied by an unknown tuba player, and the guitar player is Jesse Thomas. We had Jesse Thomas last week on the New Year's show, playing some 50s R&B, but Jesse was a recording artist of many years standing, and here he is back in 1929. The pianist is K.D. Johnson, and the tune is The Katy, a railroad song. The Katy was the Missouri, Kansas, and Texas line. So here's Bessie Tucker. Bessie Tucker there, The Katy. Bessie Tucker wrote quite a lot of songs about railroads. She lived on Central Avenue in Dallas. At least that was the address she gave the record company. And Central Avenue ran right along the railroad tracks in Dallas. So maybe that's where she got her inspiration from. Anyway, let's cheer ourselves up a bit now. This is Country Boy Boogie. It's on OK from 1959, and it's by Billy Lamont.
Bam, I just sold a bottle and I'm ready to clown. Get me a girl and go to the hop. Then it's gonna walk in the bar, cause I'm a country boy. Ready to jump for joy. Got a pocket full of money, go have myself a ball. We went to the corner to get a soda pop. In the back of the room there was a little jukebox. The cat said,
everything kitten was rocking to the beat. I turned my gear for a 10-foot leap, cause I'm a country boy. I saw a girl wearing a screen to show her, cause I'm a country boy. I'm ready to jump for joy. I got a pocket full of money, gonna have myself a ball.
Billy Lamont there, and Country Boy. Not a little influence from Little Richard there, I guess. You're listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Let's have a little jazz. This is another alternate take. We seem to be in for alternate takes today. This is one of the great Charlie Parker sessions, and it's an Oscar for Treadwell. that most blues-influenced of alto players, the great Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker Quintet there on Verve, and an Oscar for Treadwell. Let's go back in time a little bit now to the pre-war days and a very underrated group. This is the Harlem Hamfats. I think because they kind of had one foot in the jazz camp and one foot in the blues camp, somehow they were betwixt and between, and they kind of, their reputation kind of suffered, although they were extraordinarily popular at the time. They had several hit records. The Harlem Hamfats were the McCoy brothers, Joe and Charlie, and Herb Morand on trumpet. This is on Decca. It was recorded by Mayo Williams in 1936. And a very cheerful sentiment, I think. Let's get drunk and truck. Nice solo there from Horace Malcolm on the piano, McCoy brothers, Joe on guitar, Charlie on mandolin, and Herb Morand on trumpet. The Harlem Hamfats, who were neither from Harlem nor were they Hamfats. Hamfat was a kind of derogatory term for somebody who was kind of incompetent, and they were anything but that. Harlem Hamfats, and let's get drunk and truck. Okay, let's try and redeem ourselves now and go over to the gospel spot. This is the Gospel Tones. I don't know anything about them at all. It's a 45 from 1958 on the Savoy label, and it's Roll, Jordan, Roll.
Jordan, roll. I wanna go to heaven when I
Roll, Jordan, Roll. That was the Gospel Tones from 1958 on the Savoy label. You're listening to the Keynote Club on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. I have to leave you for a moment for these important messages, but I'll be back in a flash.
It was just another quiet Saturday at the Johnson home.
Honey, have you seen the hammer?
It's in the garage.
Oh, no, not the garage.
Later that same day...
Dad, I can't find the bicycle pump.
Son, I'm afraid it's in the garage.
The garage?
Then the following Tuesday...
Howard, where's the car?
It's in the garage.
Does your garage look like a giant yard sale without the yard? Do you cringe at the thought of entering your garage? Then you need Crest Garage Cabinets. With one phone call, those wonderful folks at Crest will come out to your home, design the best combination of cabinets for you, and install them quickly and professionally before your very eyes.
It's a miracle.
And unlike other companies who ask for a down payment or money up front, you won't pay a penny until your Crest cabinets are installed to your satisfaction. So call Crest today, toll free at 1-800-548-2848. That's 1-800-548-2848. And you'll never fear going into your garage again.
Was the highly eccentric Professor Longhair, otherwise Roy Bird, and Professor Longhair's Boogie, and dates from 1959, and is on the star, the very, very rare Star Talent label. Bobby Barefoot and Parker there on alto, that great solo. Okay, over to the Cajun spot, and this is Shirley Bergeron and Chez Fay, 1-8.
Thank you.
The Cajun sound of Shirley Bergeron and J'ai fait mon idée. The next track up is one I'm not very familiar with. It's an old Herald recording from 1954, Herald 432, and it's by the Thrillers, and it's called Elizabeth. A real rocker, I think.
I'm about to drink my parade.
Thrillers and Elizabeth. Very nice.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's the time for the challenging record of the week. And this week we feature once more the twisted genius of Weird Al Yankovic. Michael Jackson, eat your heart out. This is Fat.
You know.
Weird Al Yankovic and Fat. Well, after that, I gotta go. And I Got to Go. Regular listeners to this program will surely recognize that classic, majestic harmonica sound. That was on Checker from 1955 with an all-star band featuring Bo Diddley on the guitar. Next up is Roy Brown from a little bit later. This is Good Man Blues, and it's from 1961.
Well, I've been no good man. Gonna be Roy. I'm gonna settle down. I'm gonna live a right kind of life. Yes, I'm gonna walk down the aisle and take unto myself a wife.
Roy Brown and Good Man Blues. This is a track which was left over from my last week's program, never got around to playing. It's Lightning Hopkins and Happy New Year on Decca. This copy is just a little bit scratched, and Lightning does sound as though he's singing in a fish and chip shop, but I can assure you it was a studio, and I'm still looking for a better copy.
This is a happy new year, ain't gonna worry me to death. This is a happy new year, ain't gonna worry me to death. Don't think about Christmas, cause Christmas just never left. Christmas gone and New Year's on his way. Yes, get it, boy. Don't stop for nothing now. Wear it out. Tatter. I got a number, man. I got it for myself. I got it for myself. New Year done come and Christmas just never left. Play the wire right here, boy. Don't forget it now. Hear me good. Thank you. see. I ain't got nobody new year to have with me.
Borrow Lightning there, ain't got nobody to have New Year with, but you've got me, and I'll be around next week and for the whole of next year, I hope, if they don't fire me in the meantime. So you can send your emails and your complaints, and I hope they never reach the producer here. Let's move on quickly to Jukebox Boogie Woogie Chick by Spookum Russell, another track from 1954.
So cool, tell everybody to be your fool. You the one that need to be schooled and try to learn that golden rule. Cause you ain't even nickel slick, you just a jukebox boogie woogie chick. And when you learn what it's all about, that's the time you can jump and shout. Stop moving from side to side, we all dig that no good jive. Cause you ain't even nickel slick, you just a jukebox boogie woogie chick.
Jukebox Boogie Woogie Chick and Spookum Russell. You've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall. Keynote Club was produced by McKinley Morganfield from an idea by Charles Patton and is a rip-off production for Sheffield Live. I gotta go now and hang up my rock and roll shoes with Chuck Willis. See you next week.
My mama told me she didn't like that rock and roll. I said, please, mama, please. Mama, you just don't know. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. You know I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. That music got a beat that will keep you alive. The kids are rock and rolling from 8 to 25. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because I get that feeling every time I hear those blues.